number four is also from the Inspector Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to execute a contract to provide a staff position for the county correctional facilities for the Office of the Sheriff and allow for payment of any services received prior to county board approval of said contract.
Thank you. Mr. Sessions has just provided us copies of the contract. Committee members would like to take 30 seconds or so and review the contract.
Well, while that's going on, Inspector Chenette or Ms. Paul, would you give us a summary?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, just to go through why this even exists. At the end of 2010, Dr. Drevin was our medical director, retired. We had started immediately upon knowledge that he was going to retire, a very strong recruitment for physicians as well as a medical doctor, medical director that is. We were successful in finding a candidate we felt would be suitable for that position. He was hired as a county employee several months ago. That particular individual on both of our beliefs was not going to be a good fit, and we determined to move on. Since that, and actually during that time while we were in search of that medical director, we had sent out through our human resources, the Sheriff's Office Human Resources, 1,400 letters to Wisconsin certified physicians. I've gone in the last 2 months. I've been at the medical college dealing with personnel there, attempting to come up with a solution for a doctor at the jail. And in addition to that, we have gone to every type of finding agency for a physician. Based on that, our doctor was departing, and that was taking place in early August. It was absolutely essential. Well, before I got to the absolutely essential part, I contacted Dr. Shansky, who's the Cushing's consent decree medical monitor, explained our situation, and he also, being that he travels around the country, has been attempting to recruit a county doctor for us. To date, in August, nothing had materialized. We were not, I'll be quite frank, in a desperate situation. I have to have a doctor on site at the jail. The nurse practitioners, RNs, LPNs, and so forth, but we didn't have a chief doctor on site. So that was necessary, and certainly as part of the Christensen consent decree that we didn't want to violate. Based on the emergency issue, Healthcare Partners, which is a medical, basically, finding agency, did have a doctor that lived currently in Illinois, but did have a Wisconsin certification license, who was willing to come here on a short-term basis and fill in. The contract itself is with Healthcare Partners, which you have in your hands, as well as with, there's a subcontract, if you will, with a specific doctor named Dr. Allison Dunthall. She is traveling back and forth from Illinois to Wisconsin, and this is not to be looked at least in our terms and with the doctor's understanding, a long-term situation. The contract is set up basically on, it is a year of life, but you'll see in Section 4, we have a 30-day out clause. If I don't sign off on the particular hours for the doctor coming up in the next month, basically the contract's done. You'll also notice there's some heavy requirements in the contract, and on page 1, you'll notice that Sections 2, 3, 2.3, 2.4, and 4.6, which were all excess fees, were all waived, knowing that this was going to be a temporary situation. I'm pleased to report that I have two doctors that are very interested in taking the county position as lead physicians. I never want to say it's an absolute given, but I believe this position will be filled. I'll give it 30 days to 60 days based on my interview with these physicians. So again, what we're looking for is more simply to approve this short-term stopgap, meet the person's consent degree, also be amazed our sick population. Many of them have significant illnesses and so forth, and this was an emergency way to fill that gap until we got our own physician in the
Thank you, Inspector. Inspector, with respect to the page one of the report, the first paragraph indicates house physician, okay, psychiatrist, physician assistant, or nursing practitioner. Those persons to fill those positions would be recruited through healthcare partners?
No, Mr. Chairman, no. Basically, the way healthcare partners, they provide a myriad of positions. In the contract, the way they write it, we have the ability to go to them and ask them to, if we come in a short position again, to potentially hire someone else. Again, on the actual contract which you have in front of you, each person that you would even consider is a separate contract. The way that particular company works, they do this umbrella contract and then literally contract for the specific person, which is why the specifics in the contract are literally waived, as you can see in the extremely small print above the hours. So again, we have no intentions of using them to fill our positions. It's a agency type filling when the sheriff's office, at least when I was involved with doing the hiring and so forth, we do not like using agency help. It's usually much more expensive than hiring county employees, so we are staying away from it. The negotiated rate for this particular doctor was $120 an hour, which is very reasonable without any excess expenses. We didn't have to pay a finder's fee. It worked out very well for the short-term purpose.
Thank you, Inspector. Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. My high school Latin's a little rusty. The agreement's titled the locum tenens agreement. Is that referring to the term of the agreement?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, basically in medical, there's actually a company called locum tenens, which is the big medical, and forgive the term, I don't know a better one, medical headhunter group. Healthcare partners, then they're locum tenens, and I don't know the history of how that word works, but any company that's involved with finding medical personnel uses this term locum tenens to describe that procedure.
And could you clarify, are we paying this physician mileage or not?
No, we are not.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
I think that translates into house placement. Something
holder.
Similar to that.
Placement holder.
Yeah, placement holder.
Short term.
Short term, yeah. This strikes me as something the sheriff's office perhaps shouldn't even be doing in terms of trying to fill these positions. The sheriff's department is not well suited for this. I have no question of the need, but for example, Exhibit A does talk about the different rates, and they refer to a physician's assistant. There are all kinds of perhaps structures that you could put into place to take care of the sheriff department needs. We have recently set higher rates, for example, in the Behavioral Health Hospital, knowing that highly trained individuals, we are having a hard time in this county recruiting highly trained individuals. And the one thing we used to have to offer were pension and health care benefits. We no longer have a great benefits package and are now really in a situation where we have a difficult time recruiting highly trained individuals. And quite frankly, I'm concerned about even retaining highly trained individuals based on our very recent history. But the larger point I'm trying to make here is it seems to me that a physician's assistant, perhaps on staff in the jail, with the ability to go to a supervising physician to fill prescriptions and so on. And I even think some physician's assistant have limited authority to do that. I'm not entirely clear on that. But you need to explore ways to do this to overcome these difficulties you're explaining. It sounds partly to me like this is more of a control issue. You want the employee, so you have complete control in the workplace over what the employee does, as opposed to really addressing the issue of completing the goal of getting proper medical supervision for the folks that you have in custody. And I did do the recent tour of the South House of what we call South Correctional Institute. I get the House of Corrections. And saw the ward where individuals are being held. It just seems to me that there's some dynamics that you could be using here with staff at the Behavioral Health Hospital, perhaps supervising a physician's assistant at the jail. If you weren't so focused on having this person being employed by the Sheriff's Department. And I would really like to hear a response to that. I mean, how flexible have you tried to be in terms of how you're structuring this position?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I'd love to answer that question because we're on the same page. As I stated earlier, I went to the medical college to try something totally out of the box that's never been done before. Basically, we were looking at instituting telemedicine where we could clearly have a physician at the medical college, look on monitors, do it just basically as video conferencing. Dr. Shansky, the medical monitor, approved that concept, and we really were plugging away at it. Unfortunately, when the bill was handed to us as to what it would cost, I could have hired four or five physicians for what would have amounted to about 4 to 6 hours of work a day. It was really cost prohibitive. So we went that route. The BHD concept is certainly one that we're willing to look at. Also, my main concern is that we have an oversight doctor to meet what Dr. Shansky and the Christian Science Decree want. Methodology, if he approves it, we're absolutely fine with that. By no means do I believe we have to have a physician that works for the sheriff's office can do this. So we have investigated those things, and I'll just put this out there. We're doing the same thing with psychiatry. I do actually have, for our psychiatrist group, which I'm anticipating coming here next month, of telemedicine for some psychiatrists work. So we are investigating that. We're trying to get out of the box, and as you stated, so we're certainly open to that.
Mr. Chairman, I will move approval of this because I know the dire need that is currently in place for this position. I don't underestimate the statements that are being made, but I do think I would like to see a little bit more flexibility on the part of the sheriff in terms of using physician assistants and perhaps working with our behavioral health staff in terms of an overseeing doctor and having some flexibility of using that staff to perhaps direct the on-site person. I do think you need an on-site person. I don't think you can just do that, you know, with teleconferencing, looking at patients. But it is something that needs to be explored, and I don't know if there's a formal request that should be made at this point.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, you're extremely correct in using other categories of individuals. Our main practitioners and prescribers are nurse practitioners. They are one step below a doctor. I'm going to say we have 9 nurse practitioners right now that literally do most of that work. The issue with the nurse practitioner is there should be an attending physician, which is why this doctor issue has come up. So the continuity of care, the continuation of care, the nurse practitioners do the majority of that work. But certain things based on license and so forth have to go to an attending physician.
Thank you.
Supervisor Biddle and Supervisor Washington.
What were the circumstances around the past for the last medical director, why weren't you guys able to retain him or her? Like, what happened? Was it personality clashes, or what was the issue?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I think you hit it on the head.
Okay. And so, I guess my point is, what are you guys going to do differently to actually, when you get a new medical director and new staff, what is the sheriff going to do better to actually retain county staff so we don't have to do these type of agreements that cost folks more money?
Chairman, Supervisor, two things. One is, in our interview process, and Dr. Shansky, by the way, was in on our interview process for that particular doctor. We had all of our key people at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes interviews you see going in one direction and they end up going somewhere totally different. To answer the second half of the question, this actually, as far as cost, is quite frankly less than it would be to hire a physician. So that's why it's very specific on this contract. We refuse to pay housing, we refuse to pay transportation, we're not paying per diems.
Okay.
I'm even an hourly rate, and that's it.
Okay.
And
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Biddle?
So this contract's for 1 year? Is the agreement for 1 year, or
Mr.
with the 30-day out clause?
Yes, they're on point four.
4.1?
Point two. The agreement can be terminated in 30 days.
30 days. So you can, and right now you have two folks that you are looking to interview for that county position.
Mr. Chairman, I've already interviewed them.
Okay.
I'm very hopeful that one person is going to take the position. Has made very positive comments. We've talked several times, been interviewed by our staff, and I'm very hopeful.
Okay.
Supervisor Weinstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I'd like to point your attention to 4.1 because I don't consider this a one-year agreement. I consider it a two-year agreement because if you look after it, it says the initial term of 1 year, it says the agreement may automatically be renewed for a successive one-year period unless either party gives the other party a 30-day notice. And that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to make an amendment to remove the automatic renewal, that I think that after a year, that if we need to continue this process, it should come before the committee and the county board to approve a new contract. I think if you're truly going to do this as a temporary stopgap measure, I think a one-year agreement should be fine. So I'd like to make a motion to remove the portion of 4.1 that this agreement may automatically renew for a successive one-year period.
Inspector Schmidt, do you have an action?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I certainly have no, I agree with you. I don't want to see this go beyond the one-year scope either. Because it's in their contract language, the way that I can deal with that, if you, and I can make a suggestion that if the county board wants this brought back before this committee, wants it brought back before it, and state that it, before we would renew this, that you have to look at it that way, I can give them the 30 days notice as needed and wipe out the contract. So to try and amend their contract, I don't know if I can do that. I can certainly go be accountable to this board. You pull me back in 11 months. We review if it's still taking place, which I'm more than happy to do. And if at that time it's still going on, the Judiciary Committee determines it shouldn't happen, we'll cancel it if that's acceptable.
Well, I guess right at the end that we get to, we'll have to take a second to get the correct language, because I would require that before the Sheriff's Department gives any renewal, that they have to get permission from the Milwaukee County Board first.
And you would like that in the resolution to
if we could just clarify with core counsel and staff, because I don't, the language in here, how we deal with it. The fact is, I want the requirement that the contract come before the county board before any renewal happens. And not just for a review, but for approval.
Mr. Brady.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I think if you look at the resolution that's been provided to you, the be it resolved clause starting at line 47 could be amended so that it would read, be it resolved, the sheriff is hereby authorized to execute a contract not to exceed 1 year to provide a staff position.
That would be acceptable.
Supervisor Weishaupt is proposing that not to exceed 1 year be inserted after contract and before two. Any Supervisor Jersey?
Well, I think that is in conflict with 4.1. And if we're trying to be consistent and satisfy Supervisor Weishaupt, I think a contingency might be more appropriate to put in the resolution that at least would be consistent with the 4.1 paragraph. For example, the resolution might say the sheriff is hereby authorized to execute a contract to provide staff position for the county correctional. I think I'm on the wrong whereas. Which whereas clause were you?
The last be it resolved.
The last be it resolved.
What
he's saying is be it resolved, the sheriff, with the amendment, is hereby authorized to execute a contract not to exceed 1 year to provide the staff position for the county correctional facilities or the office of sheriff, etc.
We could perhaps look at the prior whereas clause, the contract to be performed on an annual basis with renewal contingent on further board review, something to that effect, which would give us the ability to hear from the sheriff. I mean, here's the problem I see. I mean, we certainly don't want to be without the service. And if we're going to say that this does not automatically renew for a success of 1 year period. And basically 4.1 says either party may give advance written notice of non-renewal. So it truly is a 1 year contract. I mean, it gives us the ability to cancel it or gives the other party opportunity to cancel it. I think what we're trying to say here is we want to hear back before we get to that automatic renewal, and that could be done with a contingency. I'm just concerned that we're going to create a conflict here between what we're saying in the resolution and what's provided for in the termination agreement.
Well, with respect to the whereas clauses are prefatory. They provide information. The be it resolved
Although the controlling document will be the contract.
Rules.
Well, the contract could be modified.
Except that it's
Mr. Chairman, if we amend the resolution that changes the authorization for the sheriff, then the sheriff would be required to go back and amend the contract.
Well,
Mr. Brady?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the reason I did it the way I did is that your authority is over the sheriff and the contractual authority that he has. So if you tell him his contract is limited to 1 year, then the sheriff will have to use the termination clause when they get to the 11th month. You'll have no choice if you haven't approved something different. And if you don't approve an extension and they've terminated the contract and you haven't fulfilled any other provision to provide the services, the sheriff will be in the same position then that he was in now. He'll have to use the emergency procedures to find a position at that point.
Supervisor Jersey, you have a...
Well, I would like... I mean, all sorts of things can happen. I don't want to be in the position of losing the service. So I would actually like to keep 4.1, require the sheriff to come back to this board to indicate the status of this perhaps in 11 months so that we're not faced with the loss of the service. And there are a couple ways of doing it, probably contractually. I do like the idea of going into the resolution and changing the resolution to require the action of the sheriff, but leaving the contract alone.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The piece is that in the contract, you're giving the authority of the decision-making capability to the sheriff's department if they want to extend it, not the county board. So we would be we would have to then pass a resolution forbidding him to extending the contract versus having him come to us and asking for approval. So that's why with this contract, if he's truly that this is just a stopgap measure, there should be absolutely no problem, because I would hope that their intention is that this won't even go 12 months, that hopefully in 6 or 8 months they will have achieved the goals that they want and have found a more permanent situation. And so they would be enacting that 30-day clause regardless of what we put in here. So that's the way I see it. That I would hope that we would just keep it as clean as possible about not to exceed 1 year, and 6 months from now, if the situation is changed and the forecast is different, the Sheriff's Department can come back to us and ask us to amend our decision in some way. But for now, I think we should put a very clear line in the sand saying 1 year is 1 year.
I want to suggest that we consider at this time Supervisor Weishaupt's amendment not to exceed 1 year, and I would also to clarify grammatically that two T-O should be put inserted before, after authorized and before executed, if that be acceptable.
Yes, Chairman.
Any further comments on the amendment, proposed amendment? Supervisor Biddle?
No, I'm proposed amendment, but just question of the contract in general, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Has this company done shorter term agreements outside of a year? Have they done like 3 to 6 months or any other variation of a time agreement?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I have no knowledge of their prior contracts. So again, what I can say is this is that the big piece you're reading is an umbrella contract.
Right.
I have a literal every month they sent, the last 2 months they've sent me, will you approve this person working these 8-hour shifts in what will now be October? If I don't sign it, quite frankly, the contract done.
Okay.
Inspector Schmidt, so Dr. Benthal is aware of what else is going on as it relates to your interviewing people?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, concerns of committee?
On the resolution?
This is on the amendment.
On the amendment. The amendment is strictly with regard to the language in the resolution.
Correct. Yes.
And what is being added, if I could clarify that?
On line 47, be it resolved, the sheriff is hereby authorized, insert 2, execute a contract not to exceed 1 year to provide a staff position for the county correctional facilities, etc.
And we're not in any way directing a change of the contract language. Is that correct?
No, that's correct.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Any other further comments on the amendment? Questions? Concerns? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on the amendment?
Jerseth?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cezars?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Wright?
No.
Excuse me?
That would be no.
Okay, thank you. Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no on the amendment.
On the resolution as amended. Any questions, comments? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
I just need clarification. Supervisor Jerseth made a motion to approve. Are you approving to as amended?
As amended.
Yes, and could I also add to my resolution? I will move approval of the resolution as amended and ask when the sheriff returns in 11 months, was it, that he also report to us efforts to restructure this so that perhaps physician assistant, a nurse RN, who is supervised through the BHD medical staff has at least been explored. That we get a report back at the same time that the sheriff comes to report to us on the renewal of this contract.
If you go over that for the...
Were you able to get most of that?
Really quick.
Yeah, I think I got most of that.
Okay, so I'm approving the resolution as amended with this report back when the sheriff returns in 11 months.
Okay.
Thank you.
On the terms of the motion to for the amended resolution, any questions, concerns? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Jurcic?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesarez?
Aye.
Roderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
790, no, the item is approved as amended.